Coming up on WEOL, we'll get a look at what happened in sports with the Cavaliers. Got some post-game comments from those boys of the wine and gold. But right now we're going to talk about moms. Mother's Day is fast approaching, Craig. But we want to talk about mom's health. And if you're a mama, what to do with the newborn, we have with us the director of community health at Lorain County General Health District, Cindy Modi. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
So Mother's Day, we celebrate mom. We talk about mothers and things, and sometimes they're the caregivers. They're the ones that look out for our health. But things that mothers need to keep in mind. What things do we want to talk about, I guess, maybe related to newborns or expectant mothers?
We want to cover the whole gamut here. We want to keep those moms, I mean, this is her day. So, and looking forward, what can we do to help them out? So since May is a month to celebrate moms, the Lorain County General Health District, we want to keep those Lorain County moms happy. We want to keep them safe. We want to ease the burden. So we've put together some 7 ways that we can save them time, have some me time, and discover some peace of mind. So some ways we came up to help them save time is that we offer appointments. And we all know appointments can help you save time and get the services you want, but at a time that fits your family schedule. So we now offer appointments for both prenatal and newborn home visits, where one of our public health nurses are going to come in and share some tips on how to keep a healthy baby and a healthy mom.
A home visit. So they will come to your home where you have a lot of things going on, especially as a newborn or with a newborn or whatever, and they will be able to come and talk to you.
Exactly. At a time and on a day that fits your schedule.
What kind of things do they look at or check out?
If it's a prenatal mom, we're going to go over ways to keep you healthy and also so that you have a healthy baby. So tips, you know, while you're pregnant, whatever stage you are at while you're pregnant. And then once you have this newborn, we're going to come and we're going to review the newborn with you. We're going to do an assessment, help answer those questions. You know, it's interesting. If we look over time, the nuclear family doesn't exist really any longer, right? Moms and grandmas and aunts and uncles aren't that close. And so we often have new moms who have no one to ask just some of the simple questions. You know, not questions that we necessarily need to talk to a physician about, but some questions that they may have just so that they have peace of mind and they know they're doing the best they can for the newborn. So it's those types of, plus we also do an assessment, and if we feel that there are any issues, we help point them in the right direction.
Right. You'll answer that never-ending answer question, why is my baby crying?
Exactly.
Which has 102 different reasons.
Really? Why. They'll answer that?
Well, they'll try.
We'll see.
We'll help give them tips on what it could be. Let's do it that way.
Right, exactly, which is always hard to tell. But obviously the key then for the health department is to make sure that the mother's healthy, the baby's healthy, and they continue on a healthy.
Right, to get them off to a good start. You know, what can we do? Sometimes it's just answering those questions, allaying some fears. So That's what we look at. And then we also have appointments for immunizations. We don't want you to have to come and wait in line. We know everyone's life is busy, busy, busy. And so if you need to immunize your newborn all the way up through immunizing our elders, we can offer you appointments. We also offer all vaccines. So whatever stage you are in your life, we can vaccinate you and save you some time in the process. And so to do that, you would call 440-284-3206. And what I hope people will note, if you have a seventh grader or someone going into seventh grade or someone that's about to be a senior, there are new rules to the game in Ohio. There are new vaccine mandates to attend school. So we have tried to make your life easier on that one. If you do not wish to go to your own private provider, we do have 3 special immunization days for those going into 7th or 12th grade, and those will be held on June 9th, June 14th, and August 15th. We also have a new program called Vaccinate Before You Graduate. We want to get those seniors vaccinated before they go out in the world, whether they're going to work or they're going to college. This is the captive time to get them all caught up so that they're going off into the world healthy.
There's also the me time that we can talk about. We always talk about being able to give time back or take time for yourself. That's also good as far as mental health, physical health.
It is. All moms want some me time. And so we can offer some me time adventure with free fitness classes through the United We Sweat. The times and locations are at livehealthylorainecounty.com. And look for the United We Sweat activities link there. Or how about walking off some stress with your friends through Lorain County Fit Walks? And those are Mondays at 5:30 at Oberlin Splash Zone, or Thursdays at 5:30 at Amherst Beaver Creek Park.
I'm looking over a list of things that the health department's responsible for or does related to kids in schools. I had to deal with a nurse at the school, and I was talking with her and discovered that many of the school's nurses are actually employed through the health department.
Exactly.
Right?
We have nurses in Amherst, Avon, Brookside, Clearview, Columbia, Firelands, Midview, Oberlin, and Wellington. And those certified school nurses are there on the scene to make sure that your child will be cared for should they become ill or injured during the school day, or if they have any chronic illnesses that need to be cared for. So mom has peace of mind while they're at school and she's either off at work or doing her own thing.
I also discovered one of the nurses was going on a longer trip. They had a trip to Washington or whatever.
Oh, yes.
So there are some of those that travel with the students too, right?
Yes, right. Those trips to Washington that the kids take, you need a nurse. Because, again, children have needs.
Right.
So
really?
Yeah. Yes.
I did not know that. A nurse goes along?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But apparently, from what she said, most of the time is spent handling all, because many times students have medications, they have responsibilities. So they're the ones that are making sure that they have it and that all the kids have all the meds they need, or if there's special needs that they have for that.
Right,
too,
You know, so at that age range, we usually don't want the kids, you know, self-medicating themselves. And so it's the school nurse that's lugging all the medication orders from the physicians and the children's medications safely.
So there is time for them to enjoy the trip, but they obviously have a big responsibility there as well. But throughout the county, you guys, the health department's inspecting the places we eat and other things like that.
Right, exactly. So when you go out to eat for Mom's Day or any other day of the year, you can rest assured that our sanitarians have inspected the restaurants that you're going to eat at, and we've also inspected the schools where your children are.
Do they show up unannounced, or do the businesses or schools know they're coming, or how does that work?
Both, yes. And then any citations, should there be, are always followed up. If they just have questions, the sanitarians go out there and help them. This new staff, you know, at restaurants are trained on the ways to keep not only the restaurant clean, but the food safe. You know, so we're talking about safe food handling for a refrigeration, and also how to clean those dishes so that the next person is, you know, receiving clean silverware and plates and, you know, in the food storage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're talking this morning with the Director of Community Health at the Lorain County General Health District, Cindy Modi. I see the Zika virus phrase on this paper here as well.
Oh, yes.
This is
still making the news.
It keeps coming back with different, I don't know, urgencies, it seems, in a sense, whether, you know, what we know, and as everything, I guess, the more we learn, the more we know, but still don't know, I guess.
Right. It is evolving. And, you know, we do have really good resources that are drilling down into the Zika virus and who needs to worry about it? When do they need to worry about it? How can we protect ourselves against it? And luckily here in Ohio, even though we've had 12 cases, they were all acquired outside of Ohio during travel. And there have been no cases, you know, directly from any mosquitoes here in Ohio.
And I see with traveling, speaking of that, we'll be traveling by car a lot during the summer months as well. And it's a good idea, especially if you've gotten newer children and you haven't dealt with the seat belt or the
car seat,
the car seat the Model X 2000, you know, which
exactly.
one of those?
Exactly. Everybody needs to be buckled up, right?
Right. And I guess it's just make sure that they're done properly, and you can assist with that too, right?
Yes. Yes. So we want moms to be a seatbelt role model. Always wear a seatbelt and be sure your passengers are buckled up too, including the family dog. Lorain County drivers and passengers are doing a great job, though, remembering to buckle up for every trip and every time. In fact, surveys show that 94% of Lorain County drivers are wearing a seatbelt, which is a 20% increase of seatbelt use since 2008.
I think a lot of that comes in repeated messages, maybe generational.
I think so. You know, we see the signs that say buckle up on the side of the road. The cars remind us, you know, from that ding, 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 you know, they're not going anywhere without buckling up. I think also, just as you say, it's a generational thing. With each generation, they're getting more and more used to wearing, you know, a seatbelt. So, yeah, we're making progress. For the first time ever in Lorain County, we're seeing distracted driving as a contributing circumstance to fatal crashes. Distracted driving contributed to 14% of fatal crashes in 2015 in Lorain County. 35% were related to alcohol, and 22% of deaths were related or involved drugs.
Just when you get one category sort of a hold of it and let people know, make sure you buckle up, and then it's, you know, make sure you're not intoxicated or whatever, something else works its way in that people are doing that obviously contribute to that. So distracted driving with the phones and all that kind of mobile things
texting
are creating issues. So it's just a reminder. We just got to keep reminding people about that.
We do, until those cars are driving themselves, and we could just sit there, I suppose.
Greg, look, she's a woman after your own heart there with driverless cars.
I like to have my hands on the wheel.
Well, trust me, what they'll end up doing is make it like those little kids with the fake dashboards you used to give the little kid.
Oh, really?
Right. So you're going to pretend you're driving and honking your horn, and the car's like, okay, if you want to do this, but I'm moving along, going where I got to go. But with every new technology, there's always something that we have to remind ourselves for safety. If people want to find out some other details, I guess the best place for them to go, LorainCountyHealth.com?
Yes.
Good place for all the tips and information. And again, yes. Happy Mother's Day, and give mom some time off and keep her healthy.